Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. Since last Saturday, when an 8.8 magnitude earthquake struck Chile, the nation's disaster response network, its military and police force have all been tested in some of the hardest hit areas where there have been reports of curfews, looting, and vigilantes protecting their threatened property. At the same time, aid has been arriving from around the world. Yesterday, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrived in the Chilean capital, Santiago, promising aid. And in a few moments, we'll speak with the State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley about how the earthquake may have the potential to affect the U.S.-Chile relationship. But first, let's continue our conversation with Valeria Perasso. She's a reporter for our partner, the BBC, and she joined us earlier from Concepcion, one of the cities with the most damage. And we began talking about the condition generally of the people in Concepcion.
The city still lacks electricity and running water in most of its buildings, and there are lots of people camping on the streets, people who have either lost their houses or decided to leave and stay in open spaces, camping there in tents because they are too scared to go back. Their houses show cracks, they are heavily deteriorated, and they don't want to risk being there in case an aftershock happens. So the city is full of people during the day, and then at 6 o'clock, it becomes a ghost town, literally. Everyone goes in, the curfew is in place, and only police cars and army patrols are around the streets.
Valeria Perasso, there have been reports of successes in the rescue efforts in individual buildings. Have you managed to witness people being pulled from the rubble, even given the terrible situation there?
Yeah, there's a key building, a 15-story apartment block, what used to be a 15-story apartment block, who has been torn apart and is literally standing in two pieces at the moment in the upper part of Concepcion. There were teams of at least 100 workers trying to get belongings of the people from under the rubble while they were looking for victims still trapped there. And I spoke to one of the coordinators of the security operation, and he told me that he managed to get a man the first day of the earthquake and then went back to rescue his wife and his children. Unfortunately, the man is alive, the children and the wife no longer are. But everything is very emotional. These people have had very few hours sleep and they work against the clock, literally nonstop, trying to get whatever is left there, because in 72 hours, what remains of the building needs to be pulled down.
Valeria Perasso, is the presence of the military a comfort to the people in Concepcion, or are they worried that this is a sign of a crackdown?
No, everyone seems to be quite relieved to see the military officials around the city, because the previous days the looting and the violence was really, really mounting. So everyone I spoke to was preferred to have this curfews and stay inside and make sure that their belongings and their lives were safe. Even the security workers said that they had been robbed. Their equipment, their boots had been stolen by these people. So, in a way, seeing this city heavily militarized is a relief for everyone here.
Valeria Perasso, reporter for our partner, the BBC, joined us earlier from near Concepcion in Chile. Joining us now is P.J. Crowley, spokesman for the U.S. State Department. Good morning, sir.
Morning, John.
So you've heard there Valeria Perasso suggesting that people are comforted by the presence of the military. Is the U.S. At all worried about the use of military forces in these hard-hit areas, or are we pretty much sticking with the policy of Michelle Bachelet, the president of Chile, in her approach to the hard-hit areas?
Well, I don't think we're worried at all. Chile is a highly capable, advancing country. And that's one of the reasons why there's such a contrast in the response to Haiti and the response to Chile. Chile has considerable capabilities. They have experience with earthquakes, and the aid that they're requesting from the national community, including the United States, is very specific, very targeted. But they have a capable military, obviously a difficult history with that military, but civilian leadership is very sound. They're about to go through the inauguration of a new president. So this earthquake happens at a difficult time politically, but no one is questioning the control of the Chilean government over Chile.
Indeed. P.J. Crowley, the spokesman for the State Department, is with us. Let's listen to your boss, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who visited Santiago yesterday.
The United States is ready to respond to the requests that the government of Chile has made so that we can provide not only solidarity, but specific supplies.
Now, we hear the Secretary of State mentioning specific supplies. You used the word specific, it seemed very deliberately a moment ago. How sensitive is the Chilean government, do you think, to this issue of international aid? The U.S. ambassador to Chile spoke yesterday that there was some concern over possibly Chile being humiliated in the same way that Hugo Chavez offering aid after Katrina to the U.S. was attempting to humiliate the United States. Not that anyone's trying to do that to Chile.
Well, I mean, one can look back to our own experience in New Orleans. There was some foreign assistance, but for the most part, we had the ability within our own country to respond to New Orleans. And likewise, Chile has a great deal of experience with earthquakes. They had a devastating earthquake in 1960, and from that, they've built up their capabilities. They have very strong building codes. Whereas we talked about hundreds of thousands of deaths in Haiti, you're talking about several hundred deaths in Chile. But the things that they're looking at, bridges have been affected, so they're looking for portable bridges. As your previous reporter was talking about, absence of water and electricity, so generators, water purification equipment, a field hospital. The secretary brought satellite phones with her. So they're very specific capabilities that help Chile with its response. But Chile itself, it's a government that is running a budget surplus. So there are resources within Chile to respond to this.
All right. Finally, in less than a minute before we go, P.J. Crowley, we've seen two examples of geology in Western Hemisphere possibly strengthening the relationship between the U.S. and two important nations, Haiti and Chile. Do you see it that way?
Well, we already have a strong relationship with Chile. It will grow from this. And with Haiti, obviously, there's an important donor conference coming up at the end of March. Haiti's going to need a lot of help for a long time.
All right. P.J. Crowley is a spokesman for the State Department talking about the U.S. aid effort and the U.S. response to the earthquake in Chile and the situation in Haiti. Thank you so much.